Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, creativity. Let's go back to the Old Testament as we begin and look at 2 Kings chapter 1. We want to read the first 12 verses of that chapter. 2 Kings chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Or actually, let's begin a little bit further. Let's look at verse 2. Now, Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury." And then go down to verse 5. When the messengers returned to him, he said to them, "Why have you come back?" And so they said to him, "A man came up to meet us and said to us, 'Go, return to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die.'" And then he said to them, "What kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words?" And so they answered, "A hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist." And he said, "It is Elijah the Tishbite." And then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. So he went up to him, and there he was, sitting on the top of the hill. And he spoke to him, "Man of God, the king has said, 'Come down.'" And so Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, "If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And then he sent to him another captain of 50 and his 50 men. And he answered and said to him, "Man of God, thus has the king said, 'Come down quickly.'" So Elijah answered and said to them, "If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Now look at 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 8 to verse 23. Verse 8 of 2 Kings 6. "Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, 'My camp will be in such and such a place.' And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, 'Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there.' Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, 'Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?' And one of the servants said, 'None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who's in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom.' So he said, 'Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him.' And it was told him, saying, 'Surely he is in Dothan.' Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God rose up and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' So he answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' And Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.' And then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And now Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? But he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you've taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And then he prepared a great feast for them. And after they ate and drank, he sent them away and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. A question to consider at this point. If we are to honor the king and love our enemies, why did Elijah call down fire from heaven to consume the 102 soldiers whom the king of Israel sent to arrest him? While Elisha told the king of Israel to welcome and feed the great host of soldiers whom the king of Syria sent to arrest him. The answer is in Proverbs. Proverbs 16 and verse 7 promises, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. However, when our ways do not please the Lord, he may stir up enemies to oppress us and draw us back to himself. This was God's practice with the nation of Israel. When Israel turned away from the Lord and worshipped other gods, God raised up nations against them. Judges chapter 2, verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Other times, God raised prophets and judges and gave them supernatural power to bring judgment on his people. In Elijah's case, the soldiers who came to arrest him were sent by King Ahaziah, who served Baal and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. 1 Kings 22, verse 53. In calling down fire on them, Elijah was God's minister of judgment to the king who had turned the nation from God. In Elisha's day, the Syrian nation was used by God to afflict Israel. When the king of Syria sent a great army to arrest Elisha for revealing his secret strategy, Elisha asked God to strike the Syrians with temporary blindness and then led them to the king of Israel. The king wanted to kill the Assyrians, but Elisha instructed him to give them a banquet and send them back to the king of Syria. What was the result? Well, verse 23 tells us the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. Romans chapter 12, verses 20-21 tell us a similar thing. Therefore, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So, just as those Syrians would then think about the kindness and the blessing that the king of Israel showed to them rather than killing them, if we treat our enemies with kindness, meeting needs, they will think about the good things that have been done and be convicted before God. Creativity is using wise thoughts, careful words, and skillful actions to carry out God's word. The Hebrew word for create is bara. It means to shape or fashion. It was used for the creation of man in Genesis 1:22. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. A similar word, yatsar, was used in Genesis 2:7 when God formed man of the dust of the earth. Yatsar is a word that describes the work of a potter when he forms a vessel for some specific purpose. Isaiah 29 and verse 16, surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? The wisdom and understanding of the Creator is seen in what he creates. Creativity is a quality used for making not only things, but also plans. There are two words that help understand the quality of creativity. The first word is skillful. It's a word that combines skill and cleverness with creativity. Esau was a skillful hunter, Genesis 25:27 tells us. And David was a skillful player on the harp, 1 Samuel 16:16. The other word is prudence. Prudence is the ability to strategize to accomplish a goal. It's using discretion and knowledge in working out a plan. The Proverbs were written to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 4. So, what is the purpose of creativity? Every Christ-like character quality must be based in genuine love for it to function properly. And one of the best ways to express love is through good works. Creativity is necessary to effectively carry out good works. And we're called to demonstrate good works. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of God, of faith. In Romans 12:21, Paul directs believers to overcome evil with good. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, which are the words of Jesus, I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. There are two questions to consider regarding creativity. First, what activates creativity? Creativity is activated by thoughts. Before God created the world, he determined in the counsel of his will that he would create man, provide a redeemer, and establish good works for believers to follow. If our thoughts are based on the word of God, our creativity will be used for good purposes. If our thoughts are not based on scripture, our creativity will produce selfish or evil results. Creativity is energized by words. After God conceived creation in his mind, he spoke the words and it came about. God warned that every word must be carefully chosen before it's spoken. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And then second, what increases creativity? Creativity is an expression of wisdom. Consider these passages for a moment. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. If we're serious about increasing our creativity, we should not only ask for wisdom, but also fervently cry out for it. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The ultimate source of wisdom is the Bible. The more we study, memorize, and meditate on God's word, the greater capacity we will have in our life for true spiritual creativity. How creative are you? You have a great day.